I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics. Yeah. And speaking of classics, Al Pacino is a classic, right? Gone horribly awry. What's happening?
You can't say that. Recently,
I can say
he did Phil Spector, and I hear it was great.
On HBO.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the guy makes one, does turns in one good performance after 20 years of hamming it up, and suddenly...
But you know,
you're easy.
No,
I love Pacino.
Yeah, but if you think about it, I was thinking today about we speak with such reverence of Daniel Day-Lewis, but no way does he have the range of Al Pacino. He has not tried the things that Pacino has tried and failed at.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I'm trying to think of that top tier.
That's a great point, because we do revere Daniel Day-Lewis, but the guy has only made 10 or 12 movies, you know?
Yeah.
And Pacino has really... One, he was one of the biggest stars in the world in the 70s and the 80s. Pacino kind of went off the Brando rails for a little bit, performance-wise. He was always a very understated actor. Think of The Godfather. Think of The Conversation. He had bursts of energy, like in Dog Day Afternoon, but he was very measured
in
his emotional responses. No, he was.
Bursts were going over the top. He can chew scenery.
Not chewing scenery in The Godfather.
No, I agree on that. But then he slipped into...
This was later.
Doing some more
later.
Than flourishes. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say like after 1986, after Sea of Love, you start to see the Pacino that, you know, the just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in Pacino.
But you know, Scarface?
Scarface is over the top. That's crazy. You're right. That was an insane performance.
But my favorite performance back in 1975, maybe my favorite of his after The Godfather.
Yeah.
Dog Day Afternoon.
I love that movie. It is one of the great classic films. Oh. Yeah. And, you know, so far ahead of its time, John. So you have this guy, right? He's a bank robber.
Yes.
You don't know what his motivations are. You slowly discover, along with the people in the bank that are being held hostage, that he is robbing the bank to pay for his lover's sex change operation.
Terrific.
And it's a really great movie because it challenges not only the audience's preconceived notions about what it means to be gay, because the guy, he's married and has kids. It really is way ahead of its time in terms of gender politics.
And as far as his realism goes... That's the way I think a heist might have gone.
Yeah.
It didn't go right. He's trying to work everything, and he's on the phone to his wife, who's just completely distraught, and then his girlfriend. It's great stuff.
It is amazing. And, you know, that you mentioned earlier the risks that Pacino took earlier in his career. You know, just a few years after that, he takes this really big risk in William Friedkin's movie Cruising.
Oh,
in which
good one.
He plays a cop, goes undercover in New York's gay leather bar scene.
Well, in 1992, he gets what he deserves.
I know what you're going to say. I'm going to say he didn't deserve it for that.
Okay.
He did not.
I guess you're right. You're absolutely right.
He did not
I didn't mean that for that movie. Scent of a Woman.
He was long overdue for an Oscar, and they gave it to him for Scent of a Woman, in which he's doing his boisterous, belligerent, loudmouth. You
yes,
know,
it's true. But you are so right about his career. Somewhere around the 70s, I have listed here three roles that he turned down.
Oh, yeah, what?
Brando's role in Apocalypse Now.
Okay.
Ted Kramer.
In Kramer versus Kramer. Yeah.
And here's the strangest one. In 1977, he turned down the role of Han Solo.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that odd?
That's smart. That would have been
ridiculous. It would have been a very bad fit. Pacino, has done Broadway stuff.
Before I forget, because I know he's doing this right now on Broadway or off Broadway until recently, he was in Glengarry Glen Ross.
Oh, yes.
And the movie version of Glengarry Glen Ross by James Foley is a quintessential guy's guy movie,
it's superb.
Of the 90s. And Pacino as Ricky Roma is at the top of his game.
Of course, he does voiceover stuff like Despicable Me 2. He's going to do that again.
Pacino is going to do that?
Yeah. And he's going to be doing Gotti.
The Pacino of The Godfather Part 2. I wish he'd do something like that. Less is more.
Ah.
John, less is more.
Excellent.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details are online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.